I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off Staff and Practice Series. On a recent Shabbos afternoon, I went to go visit a friend's house, and social distance and all, and there was a bee that came, started bothering us, and my friend went inside quickly, second he noticed the bee, got a spray and went to go kill the bee. And I didn't say anything, but I was a little bit surprised that he was so eager to kill the bee on Shabbos, and he explained to me that he has an allergic reaction to bee stings, and it's very dangerous for him to get stung by a bee, and therefore he was told that if he sees a bee on Shabbos, he could go right ahead and kill it. And the truth is that such a practice is pretty clear that's acceptable from our Gemara, the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf kuf chof aleph amud beis, the Gemara's discussion about different dangerous animals, and the Gemara says that you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos, and that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Tes Zayin, sefiud kol chayev remes, any animal, any insect, shehem noshchem amemisim vadeh, that they certainly are dangerous, they certainly kill, neherogim b'Shabbos, you're able to kill them on Shabbos, afiul ein rotzen acharav, even if these animals aren't running after you to kill you, aren't running after you to bite you, to sting you, still, you're allowed to kill them because they're dangerous. This is consistent with halacha we know throughout Hilcha Shabbos and throughout our lives that chay behem, you're supposed to observe your preserved life, that takes precedence over the observance of Shabbos. However, there are other insects and animals that you're able to kill even if they don't pose a danger to your life. The Shulchan Aruch continues, the Sharma Zikin, all other hurtful animals, kigon nachash, like snakes, va'akrav, and scorpions, non-dangerous snakes, b'mokom she'imim yisin, if they don't kill, imratzen achrav, if they're running after you, then mutter lahargam. If they're just going around, they're not specifically trying to sting you, then you're not allowed to go out of your way in order to kill them. However, if they're going after you to kill you, to hurt you, then you're allowed to, even if they're not dangerous. As long as they cause extreme pain, that's enough. And the reason for this halacha is because killing such an animal is a malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa. You're not killing the animal for the purpose of using the dead body. It's not like shechting an animal, slaughtering an animal that you want to eat the meat that you're killing for the purpose of having a dead animal. But rather, you're killing the snake, you're killing the scorpion to avoid it hurting you. That's a malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa, and we paskin is only asur midrabanan anywhere. Anyway, and Gemara tells us in other places in Masechta Shabbos as well that makom tzar, in situations of extreme pain, the Rabbanan said, we're not going to prohibit malacha she'en tzricha lagufa, and therefore you're allowed to kill these scorpions, these snakes, since although they don't pose a life-endangering threat, still, since they can be painful, the Rabbanan said that we're not going to prohibit a malacha she'en tzricha lagufa, and you'll be allowed to kill them as long as they're coming after you in order to sting you or bite you. It's interesting, the poskim discuss, what about a bee? So my friend was allergic to bees, so for him it was a no-brainer. It's dangerous, of course you're allowed to kill. It's only melacha d'rabbanan. Anyway, melacha she'en tzricha lagufa, killing such an animal, certainly, you'd be allowed to kill. But what about someone who's not allergic? So bee stings can be painful. But how painful? This halacha, that you're allowed to kill annoying a sharmazik and all other hurtful animals is only if it's really painful, if it's just a nuisance, if it's just a mosquito. It's annoying to get a mosquito bite, but it's not painful enough that the Rabbanan said you're allowed to kill a mosquito. Where does a bee fit in on the spectrum? So it's really not clear. There are certain poskim that say that it's not enough pain. It's just annoying, it's hurtful, but it's not enough in order to say it's a problem. Some people are very sensitive to bee stings, and although they may not be allergic, although it may not be dangerous for them, it could be extremely painful, and therefore it's really on the spectrum, and different poskim have different attitudes toward it, and it really could be subjective based on the individual how painful bee stings would be for him, whether it would be permissible to kill the bee, although it may not be dangerous. Still, since it's a malacha she'en tzricha lagufa, it could be that under such circumstances the Rabbanan did not say that it's aser.